of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in the ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, 4:04 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone.
Hello!
Of the Redneck Riviera. But, and, you know, for those out in Alaska, I don't know. And do the maths everywhere else. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday, however you're receiving us. You could possibly be getting us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you're listening to us as a rerun at the Crab Diving Network, which has entertainment streaming for you all 24 Yay. Goddamn freaking second.
Yay!
Second.
All the seconds.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Oh, you know, talking about Trump and swearing and cussing and hopefully laughing a little bit.
That's right.
And swearing and cussing a lot. Crank us in your cubes at work.
Crank.
Get yourself fired. I remember when I used to listen to Howard Stern at work on my headphones.
You'd worry that you'd find yourself without a job because someone would hear.
No, everybody knew I listened to him. And sometimes... Right. Like my next door neighbor would be like, hey, turn on Howard or something like that. But for the most part,
right,
it was not.
Yes.
And that was serious.
But listen,
like
Sirius
X, that was the satellite. So he was saying all the F words and the S words and the C words.
Right. But we're right politically. He hasn't always been.
He has some interesting...
Stern.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for taking in the crabs, baby.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
They've been wearing this political correctness kind of like a suicide vest.
All kinds of stuff going on. You know, we had a terror attack, and God, the media is fucked up. I mean,
I agree
with the lunatics on the right in a tiny little aspect, in that our media, we need to all take a look. Just take a look.
Right.
Freedom and all. But God damn it. You know, let's keep an eye on what's going on. Like these social media companies, these Facebooks and these Twitters and everything. Now they're getting raked over the coals by the senators, by the way. I forgot to put I'll put the video up today. Al Franken.
Right.
Another slam dunk on these assholes.
Who did he talk to today?
One of the Facebook guys or one of the Twitter guys or one of the YouTubers or whatever. The ones who were like, oh, wow, there was nothing. There was absolutely no Russian influence on our...
Oh, okay.
On our platform. Sure. And then a few days later, they were like, oh, you know what? We found a couple of accounts.
Oh, okay.
And then they were, well, we found a couple of the 100,000 accounts. And then they were like, well, but it only reached about 50, 75.
God damn it.
Oh, well, you know, 150 million people.
Do you think these Silicon Valley oligarchs are going to prove more evil than the fucking oil companies?
I think that's our system.
Right.
And that's why we need to take it over and kick capitalism right in the gun.
Fuck yes.
And rein it back. I'm not saying get rid of it and go commie.
Of course not.
I'm saying, how about some democratic socialism?
Or how about we have a minimum wage?
Well, that's part of the democratic socialism.
That will fucking pay for you to live, not as a fucking impoverished motherfucker.
And I don't
think about that.
I don't think experimenting in places with the guaranteed living wage is...
There's nothing wrong with that.
...is crazy. It seems in places where they tried it, it seems to have actually done okay.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, why wouldn't we want that? Why wouldn't that be something our country would strive to do? Right.
Because other people are convinced that there's going to be a small percentage of people who are going to sit at home and play video games.
So what? Let them play.
I kind of agree.
Who gives a shit?
I kind
of
agree. I mean, you know, and there's also something to be said for when it happened. Wasn't it in Canada somewhere they did that experiment for the guaranteed? Basically, you get like, I don't know, the equivalent, what, $1,000, $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
Just from the government. Just gives you a check
right.
that pays for your housing, your food, your necessities. And don't forget, they also have free health care up there in that more civilized neighbor to the north.
Mm-hmm. Evil!
And I don't mean Alabama.
Right.
I mean the north of our country, not the north of where we are now.
Yes, yes.
Because that would be the opposite.
Right. that would be.
But that guaranteed minimum income.
Why is that so fucking evil?
Ended up having all these like artists popped up and shit. But guess what? Some of them, many of them were made money.
Yes.
Because people, the money they made, they had more disposable income. Nobody got rid of capitalism.
Right.
People still built businesses. People still... But they gravitated to shit they liked doing, enjoyed
That's
doing.
That's amazing.
What if somebody's a fucking loves working with steel? Now, in this goddamn country, the evil plutocrats and the oligarchs have shat upon labor.
Everybody's shitting on everybody.
Like, labor's bad. You should be striving. You shouldn't be working in a factory your whole life. What's wrong with you? You should be striving to be better and sit in an office and screw
God
people like
it.
I do.
Yeah, what are we working for? What would be more noble? To sit around the fucking campfire?
Right.
Learn how to play the skin flute or to fucking push paper?
So
pan flute.
You know, they talk about... and capitalists out there, we don't have anything like competition right now, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck off.
AT&T is about to come inside Time Warner or whatever the hell they're going to do.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why? Why do we fucking allow that?
Nobody's making enough profits.
Oh, God.
10% profit growth is not enough. We got to merge.
You know
how are we going to beat this other mega conglomerate that just merged together like a cancer?
God damn it. I've been a customer of AT and fucking T for years.
Oh, yeah.
For years. And have I seen... an upswing in customer service for what I get for my money. Have I seen an improvement in service? Well, fuck no. No, I have not.
Right, because in some areas, you got no choice. But AT&T, it's like fucking cable. In some areas, you got no choice but one cable company.
That's
I got
stupid.
Satellite.
That's
Huck
so
you.
Fucked up.
So, yeah, the system is just whack.
It's whacked as fuck.
And then the less informed of our country get together and vote the polar opposite of what we need to do to remedy the situation.
You know, to our neighbors that live next door and who
I hope can't hear us.
Right. Oh, they can't hear us.
We'd be dead.
Yeah. I mean, listen, maybe if they voted logically, they might have enough to put tires on all of those fucking automobiles that are in the front.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Oh,
Alex Jones. Hey, tweet us during the show, ladies, gentlemen, others. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Or if you want to, and or if you would like to help us out here at Screaming Libra Media, we don't charge any subscriptions or any bullshit like that or bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
Nobody's getting ear fucked.
You can, well, you know, there's
unless
there's a price.
You want it, right?
Yeah. Skype us.
Right.
You can buy shit. If you're going to buy it on the internet, buy it through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission, and it doesn't ding your wallet at all.
No one shall be dinged.
Just helps us. Just dings us.
Oh, yes.
And we love being dinged.
Ding me. Trump loves the dinging, too. You know, he does that bing, 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 bing.
Oh, bing, bing. God. He's so loathsome.
Why is he bizarre, though? I mean, I know he's loathsome. He's racist. He's classist. He's sexist. He's rapey.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
But why is Trump so weird? Just he's just fucking weird.
He's
curtsy.
He's nuts. He's old and nuts.
Can I? Okay.
Not that they go together, but you know, this case,
I'm worried the planet's gonna forget that on the last trip that he went on, someone took his hand and he curtsied.
Oh my God! That's right.
Why? Why would he curtsy? I don't have a problem.
He didn't
with
even
curtsy.
Bow.
He didn't bow.
He curtsied.
And if that's what the normal thing to
I understood that to show respect, you're supposed to touch your testicles to the ground.
Why would you curtsy, Trump? I mean, fuck. I know Bush looked bizarre when he danced. Do you remember when Bush danced?
Which time?
Well, listen, he looked weird, but
do you remember in Africa? Yeah.
He looked strange. However,
however, Obama couldn't dance either. And there were times that he was shown dance, and it was like, you know, maybe this presidential dancing thing should just not be a thing.
Well, I think you have to dance like nobody's there. That's what the Bible says, right? Or dance, whatever.
I believe so.
Cut up some fish. Listen, I forgot my fucking point. What?
And throw stones at gay people.
Right. God, that's the worst one. Well, look, I pulled a rib. Yay. Who wants a rib to make a woman with? That's so fucked up. I had a point.
Can't help
to
you.
What the fuck? Some about money. Oh shit. Who cares? Do you know what I was talking about?
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deeper than the crab diving bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline. November 1st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Listen, Lily, you'll probably agree. My point was that at least Bush was trying to do something that made sense. Like, they were in a moment where everyone was dancing. He might not have been dancing well.
Right.
He was in the ballpark. What in the fuck was supposed to be going on when... Oh, God. Today in studio, Toto.
You think Toto's still touring?
Yeah, I bet you.
There's an old saying in tennis.
He's still touring. But, you know, Trump with the curtsy. What the fuck did that have to do with anything? I mean, why was he curtsying? Was everyone curtsying?
Well, Melania may have.
Shit.
Maybe he was just copying her.
Nah, her body double was there.
That's right. Over to the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Ooh, eat my dick.
It's about the horrific terror attack yesterday.
I mean, I hate terrorism. This sucks.
The headline says the loss is unbearable. Six of those killed were foreign nationals from Argentina.
Yes.
And Belgium.
Oh, God, that sucks, man.
Eight people were killed, 11 injured.
Yes.
And that dickwad drove down a bike path in lower Manhattan.
God damn it.
Five are from Argentina, probably all like in a group together.
Yes.
Touristing.
Right. I mean, listen, the thing about these New York bike paths, they're already dangerous enough without this fucking terrorism. Now they're doubly dangerous. I mean, there's some, you know.
There you go. Just, you know, right. It goes and lists all the people that lost their lives horribly.
Oh, God.
I don't, you know, our thoughts and
vibes.
Lots of thoughts and prayers. I don't want to joke about it.
Terrorism sucks. There's nothing good
our thoughts,
to say
definitely,
about it.
Yeah.
You know, our thoughts, you know, that sucks.
And our vibes. And hey, let's fucking do something about it.
Right. Well, vibes don't exist. We got to stop that. That's bullshit. What is vibes? What does that mean?
That's what you say to people that still believe in Sky Daddy.
Right. Oh, yeah. So you're not having to say prayers.
You don't have to say prayers, but you're not going to say, well, my thoughts are with you.
You might as well say prayers, though, because prayers are just as real as vibes, you know?
Well, yeah.
But at least the word prayers makes the person hearing it
feel prayers are thoughts, too.
Better. Do you know what I mean? Just saying prayers will make that person feel better. So you might as well do that. So what?
If they're so inclined, sure.
But, yeah.
But I mean, you don't say...
No.
If you're talking to somebody who's real religious, you don't say, you know, I'm praying for you, do you?
No, I can't. I can't either. I'm sorry.
That's where I whip out the vibes or my thoughts are with you. And stuff like that.
You know what George Bush does? Instead of vibes, he just gives you a little shoulder massage.
A little grabby.
Oh, God, how creepy.
So that's the headline at the HuffPo, I'm sure, at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
They're trying to convince everyone we should be rounding Muslims up into camps.
Impeach Hillary.
ISIS strikes New York City.
Right.
Saipov, that's the asshole, proud of attack.
Oh, God. Dude, fuck off. Leave everybody the fuck alone with this terrorism.
So there you go. Truck terrorist. Uber driver.
Right.
From Uzbekistan. Of course.
Should we outlaw
some
trucks?
Some of the less wise among us on the social medias were saying, see, this is why we need a wall.
No, dumbass.
This is why
it's
we
so
need a
fucking
wall.
Fucking stupid.
Because between us and Uzbekistan.
Right. That would be an interesting wall. That would be an architectural marvel.
And also Uzbekistan, interestingly, not on the Trumpian list of you can't come here.
Why?
Countries.
Why?
There was a report I read that Trump has got a couple of buds that do some,
with,
some
Borat.
Biz
right.
in Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
And those people
Uzbekistan.
May be rough Russian mafia-ish. If
oh, my God. Can we have a president not involved in curtsying or like organized fucking crime or something like that?
Well, you know, Obama's a
pedophile
and in Pizzagate.
Before Obama assumed office, did he have to pay out a huge settlement for a fake bullshit university he branded with his own fucking name?
Yeah, how many indictments in the Obama administration?
Kate, how many? Give me that figure right now.
And do you know how many investigations?
No, I don't.
Into the Obama administration?
Kate, look that up.
This is ridiculous.
Right. I mean, there's so much here that you don't even get to it all.
Shock claim, Dustin Hoffman sexually harassed me when I was 17. No, I'm not me.
You? Okay.
I'm
Jeez.
Saying the, what were you, that's the shock the, claim.
The set of Tootsie, were you an extra? Were you in that movie?
Yeah.
I was in Ishtar. He cornered me.
Thank you for not saying Mrs. Robinson or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Whatever movie in the 60s.
I'm not here to be a dick, man.
So more Kevin Spacey accusations, shocker.
Oh, shit.
I think none of us are surprised about that.
Who's going to be the next one to fall? Paul Rudd?
Meanwhile, the Mexican actor, it says, became the latest to accuse Kevin Spacey.
All right. Who? Antonio Banderas.
Roberto Cavazos.
Ooh, wee wee.
Who acted in several plays at London's Old Vic.
Oh, shit.
When Spacey was artistic director there from 2004 to 2015.
Oh, my God.
Said the Hollywood star
Jesus
routinely
Christ.
Preyed on young male actors.
Kevin fucking Spacey. What is your problem, dude?
He wrote in a Facebook post, it seems the only requirement was to be a male under the age of 30 for Mr. Spacey to feel free to touch us.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously something about power, right? Because Kevin Spacey could get fucking laid if he wanted to, right? I mean, he could just...
One would assume, yeah.
Yeah.
In theater?
Right. Absolutely, man. It's got to be something where, you know, it's a power thing or he wants to... I don't know.
As reports emerge that Spacey could face other accusers, Cavazos said he and Rapp were far from alone.
Yes.
Those of us who crossed paths with him in London when he was director of the Old Vic know a whole lot more people will find the courage to tell their stories in the coming days and weeks. That's what I had heard before.
Open up the floodgates!
Wouldn't surprise me if there were similar numbers to Weinstein's.
Shit.
Who's in the 70s now?
Oh,
70
God.
Women have come forward?
You know, I love this actor, but would it surprise you if a bunch of people came forward about, say, like a Rip Torn or a...
Well,
I don't know how it won't. I know.
Who knows how many of those people are still even alive?
I'm just thinking about this crazy acting scene, like in the 70s.
Well, in anything,
yeah,
it's in every industry.
Right, that's true. Think anything went on in Apocalypse Now?
Well, some crazy shit went on in Apocalypse. Yeah, you saw that drunken scene, right?
Yeah, Marlon Brando.
This guy said he fended off two unpleasant advances from Spacey that bordered on harassment.
Shit.
If I had been a woman, I probably wouldn't have thought twice about calling it that.
Oh, well, my God.
Interesting.
That sucks, man.
He said...
I'm just thinking about how hard would it be to land an acting job at the theater that Kevin Spacey's the fucking artistic director of.
At the Old Vic in London?
Impossible!
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to deal with this. God, that's fucked up.
So, there you go. That's what be going on there with Kevin Spacey.
Ooh, wee wee.
More piling on, and now... Yeah.
Creepy so-say.
A little bit about, allegedly...
Right.
About Dustin Hoffman.
Damn.
I'm sure it's just gonna...
Right.
Floodgates may be opening. I'm sure there's a lot of people in Hollywood, right, in all careers, who are ooh, shit.
Do you remember Glengarry Glen Ross?
Great movie, great play.
Do you think he put the moves on Al Pacino or no?
No, you read the criteria. Under 30.
He's too old. Sorry, Al. Al's like, what? I work out.
He said Spacey would regularly invite young male actors to, quote...
No, shit. Run lines.
Here it is again.
Yeah.
Talk about their careers.
Oh, my God. I mean...
And surprise them with a champagne picnic.
Oh, God. Dude, it is so...
Did he champagne picnic you, dude?
Dude, champagne picnic? Who the fuck wants that? I'm going to go outside in the hot sun, drink some champagne, get all dehydrated. This guy with a couple of Oscars in his back pocket's going to, you know, fuck with me or something.
Or front pocket.
Jeez.
More commonly,
is that a statue
he could be with? Found... More commonly, he could be found in the theater bar, pressing up against whoever caught his eye.
Ooh, yes.
That's how it was with me the second time. I never gave in, but I know some people who were too scared to stop him.
Oh, my God, dude. He's a big guy, and, you know, I don't know. Fuck.
Who?
Kevin Spacey. Isn't he a large person? You know, tall?
I think he's, you know, 5'10"-ish, 5'11"-ish.
Right. He looked big in K-Pax. Whatever that movie was about. Was it K-Pax?
I don't know.
Some
don't...
shitty fucking sci-fi movie.
Was he like a robot or some
shit?
Yeah,
he got
like
paid shitloads of money for him when he wasn't, you know, on set being brilliant in his scenes. He was like, you know, chasing people around. Champagne, picnic baskets.
Champagne wishes, caviar dreams.
Oh, God. Want to go on a champagne picnic? No, creep. That sounds fucked up.
So that's the headlines over at the lamestream media.
Lamestream.
I've got another little bit of a follow-up yesterday.
Crab diving follow-up.
Yesterday we had the, we were talking about how much Paul Manafort had spent on, like, clothing.
That's insane.
And on his landscapers and
what
shit.
What was his bill again? Read back his bill at Old Navy.
I don't have it.
At Old Navy.
Oh, I don't think so. It was a Beverly Hills clothing store, wasn't it? Where he spent.
Oh, yeah. Neiman Marcus.
He spent 100.
It was
like 170 in one, right, in one sitting.
Yeah,
one day.
Well, you know the Ross in Beverly Hills is pretty nice too.
Crazy,
right?
I used to go to the dollar store
for what? For
buy
clothes,
socks.
Oh, well, fuck yeah, dude. Of course.
And they usually disintegrated within about two uses.
In Koreatown,
usually got exactly my money's worth.
I bought my socks from a guy on the street that sold them in front of that Indian food place.
There you go.
It was great.
That turned into the
Chinese place.
Chinese place, which is a great Chinese place.
Yes.
In Koreatown. Paul Manafort, there's a report now that came out.
Yes.
That says... an internal investigation in Ukraine.
Ooh, internal.
Way up inside there.
Oh, yes.
Transvaginal investigation.
Yes.
Or
oh,
trans,
boy.
Transanal.
Right. Required. That's what the Republicans would want.
Not for men, though, of course.
No.
Only women.
Transanal.
I think that committee is meeting today, by the way,
what
in
committee?
The House, where they're going to bring up, one of them is going to bring up a fetal heartbeat bill.
Oh, God. Shit. Guys, today we're getting together
which
once again.
Basically bans abortion, right, because
We're going to legislate that bus.
You barely know you're pregnant sometimes when it's some kind of a heartbeat is already going. So.
Listen, this show is about how men are totally inappropriate with vaginas and dicks. Right.
Manafort earned large sums of money, larger than previously reported.
Oh, okay.
As a political consultant in that country. He was paid, now they're saying at least $28.5 million.
For how long? Like
a year, which is year. More than the 12.5 he reported last year.
Can I put that into fucking perspective? In 1 year, this motherfucker's getting $28 million fucking dollars.
That, you know, that we know of. I'm sure that's...
I mean...
Tip of the iceberg.
Tip. I mean... Like a number two starter pitcher in Major League Baseball will earn between 12 and 14 million bucks a year. And a star is going to get $20 million a year.
Move to Ukraine and fuck with people's heads. Get people elected.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Manafort is making like Jeter money if Jeter had like Barry Bonds power. That's $28 million a year. That's a shit ton. He's Mike Trout.
The Party of the Regions he worked for, they were called there, you know, translated. He would get paid from black money funds. So
right.
From this creepy party, which is the former, that Yanukovych, or Yanukovych.
Yanukovych.
I don't know. I would think Yanukovych, but.
Yeah. I bet when Alex Jones says that, it's fucking hilarious.
That's probably how the Serbians would say it. So I don't know how the Ukrainians say it, though.
Yanukovych.
The party served as pro-Kremlin political base for Ukraine's former president, Viktor Yanukovych, who fled to Russia. Russia when they caught his ass.
Right.
With shenaniganry and got the fuck rid of him in 2014.
But Paul Manafort worked for that dude.
That dude's party and that yes. dude. Yes.
So maybe that's where... the relationship with Russia came from. Maybe. I mean, they paid him $28 million.
It says there are at least two other funds that the Ukrainian investigation identified, and maybe more, each allegedly supported by a different oligarch.
Because like
that's how
Halloween.
Shit works there. That's how they want shit to work here.
So you just walk around to all the oligarchs. You're like, trick or treat, trick or treat.
Yep. They all want to have their little fiefdoms here.
Yes.
All the rich fucks.
That's insane.
The Ukrainian Domestic Intelligence Service.
Yes.
The spies.
Oh,
apparently,
yes.
Right? Domestic right. intelligence?
That's like spy shit, man.
They infiltrated.
Ooh. From behind.
Doesn't say from behind. Okay. Yeah, surprisingly. Know. They infiltrated there it is.
Money Penny, shut up or I'm gonna hit ya.
They infiltrated the Manafort's operation.
Oh shit.
When he was working with Yanukovych.
Right.
The internal report states that Manafort was paid $600,000 a month.
Oh my god. Okay, what is that a
for
year?
For 4 years.
That's okay.
For a total of $28.5 million.
Shit, that is so much fucking money.
So where did he 7.1 something a year?
What did he do? Put it in his bank account or something?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he stuffed it in his mattress.
I mean, I'm just wondering how they figured this out.
Well, that's where they had these slush funds that we're right. talking about, and all these, you know, these guys with these shell corporations,
yes,
and secret. The offshore banks right, and right. all that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? That's we talked about that yesterday on a previous episode of Crab Diving. That part of the reason Paul Manafort's deal came undone is because he owned a dilapidated piece
right,
of shit
Right, and a local blogger was
York.
Like, what the fuck's up with that piece of shit house? It's right. that's crumbling down in our nice neighborhood. And she investigated and saw the name Paul Manafort. And that was like around the time that he was the campaign manager. And she was like, well, wait a second.
The fuck is this?
That Paul Manafort?
Right.
And then she did some investigation, just as little she could.
Right.
And she then put it out there on her blog. It was like, if anybody who's got better sources than me can check out this shit. And a couple of guys were like, let's go. And then they found Shell Corporation after Shell Corporation after That's weird insane. Transaction after bizarre offshore account, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And that's then when that broke, that they were investigating Manafort.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. By the way, Hillary Clinton equally is corrupt.
Local media, so.
Right.
Anybody from the administration that wants to rat on anybody, wants to be the mole, wants to be the deep throat, give us a call.
Fax us.
We'd love to be the Drudge Report.
Absolutely,
of
man.
Trump.
I'm hoping to get that pee-pee tape.
Send us your jizzy dresses.
Right. Oh, man. Shrink wrap them.
Or your
now.
Urine. Yeah, plastic, please.
Yeah, and if you FedEx, warn on the outside of the label, hazardous goods.
The old Vic says it's deeply dismayed.
No, shit.
By the allegations.
Yeah. Does he still work there?
And encourage,
he?
No, 2014. Okay. Encourage anyone connected to the institution with stories of abuse to contact the theater. Via a confidential mail address.
Man. So what are they going to do about it now, though? What the fuck are they going to do about it, the old Vic?
What, the old Vic? Well, right.
I mean, they probably knew. Do you think these people knew what was going on? People working with Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
Absolutely. And what are you going to do? You, if you're on the board of a theater, are you going to fucking fire Kevin fucking Spacey as your artistic director? No.
And I don't know if there's any allegations. That, well, this guy says he was 17, but I don't know what the legal limit is in Britannia.
Who knows?
I don't know if 17 is legal there. It's like 15 in Alabama, right?
Oh, yes. It's encouraged.
15, 16?
Yes.
Just a few miles that direction.
Yeah, there ain't no age of consent on porpoises.
So Manafort, $600,000 a month.
Damn.
Holy fucking shit.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's enough to get by on, I would say.
I bet he had a nice apartment, like a 2-bedroom with, you know.
Where? How many?
Yeah,
How many nice apartments did he have?
Yeah.
I'm just eyeballing some of the new quick. I don't see.
Follow us on Twitter if you're listening.
Alex Jones says the terrorist behind the New York car attack looks like the brother of Linda Sarsour. Of course they hate her.
Who the fuck is that?
She was one of the oh, this fucking cough. She
God
was one
bless
of the
you.
She was one of the organizers of the women's march. And she's a Muslim, American Muslim activist. She wears a hijab.
A hijab. Okay.
And
so that freaks everybody the fuck out.
Of course.
God damn.
And they hate her, of course. She's they're waiting for her. She's a terrorist, of course.
No, yeah, yeah.
She's a Muslim that speaks out. And hates Trump and shit.
Fuck you.
Apparently, Alex Jones compared the terrorist that ran over a whole bunch of people yesterday with.
That clip we played of Alex Jones yesterday was amazing, dude. I mean, where he's going through Greek history and making the case that he
Praetorian Guard
Mueller is going to make himself America.
King of the United States of America.
So fucking nuts.
Hilariously entertaining, but goddamn, if there's people that believe that shit.
That's the only way to sort of justify your fear. If you feel that way, you must think, if you think this Russia shit is not a real thing, then you would have to believe in something like that, right? Because what would be the point of all this? This investigation, if there is absolutely nothing there and it was total bullshit. Do you think Mueller and all these guys are just fucking wrong?
Well, no.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Right.
You have to be insane.
Oh, well, yeah, they're partisan hacks. Didn't he say that yesterday?
Oh, right.
Well, it's partisan hack.
That's so fucking nuts.
Here's another one. A conservative columnist says Robert Mueller should be fired for indicting Paul Manafort.
No, fuck you. Robert Mueller should be fired for indicting a guy that...
Probably, I'm not even going to read it, but probably because... Oh, it's Michelle. No, it's not Michelle Malkin. I don't know who it is. But it's probably because they're one of their going... arguments, their moronic arguments.
Boo.
Is, well, that has nothing to do with Russia. It's outside the scope. Fire him!
But it does have something to do with Russia, because didn't the you just said the
and the mandate that creating the office and giving Mueller his powers vested upon him.
Yes.
Said wherever it takes you, Broheim. But, wherever it may take you.
But all that money you said was paid to him by some pro Kremlin group, right? So, I mean, there's a connection.
Well, that's not even in the indictment.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's what they went after him for. Maybe, maybe not.
Right.
One of the indictments, but.
I didn't know.
God, this Laura Loomer. She's fucking batshit. I tweeted Loomer. Her today. She's.
Oh, yeah.
A loathsome creature. She calls herself a journalist, you know.
Yes.
But she basically, like, harasses people. She stages protests and shit. Her journalism last night was during a live remote out in New York City from near
the terrorist attack
occurred. Anderson Cooper over to the CNN had, you know, a bunch of director's chairs sitting around. They were doing an outside event.
Did she start yelling or something?
She and some assholes started screaming, CNN is fake news, and then they're waving around a sign around that said, CNN is ISIS.
Oh, okay. Why do you do that? I mean, like, what is the point of that? That person's a journalist?
She calls herself that.
Yeah, yeah.
And she tweeted, she's gone batshit. And she tweeted something that is really one of the more heinous things I've ever seen.
So she's saying Anderson Cooper's in ISIS?
Well, CNN.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
Libtard media enables ISIS, of course. We love, because we don't want to round up all the Muslims and throw them out of the country or incarcerate them. We obviously hate America and Jesus.
Wolf Blitzer has the beard for it, for ISIS.
So Laura Loomer is this creature's name. And it says, in the wake of a terror attack that killed 8 in Manhattan, she took to Twitter and Periscope to continue her shtick of harassing actual news reporters.
Oh, my God.
And yelling conspiracy theories about breaking news events.
Does she think she's funny, like Jesse Waters, kind of? Or
no, not in the tiniest least.
Okay.
But she's she thinks she's a serious.
Okay.
Or she pretends to be a serious.
Right.
She calls herself on Twitter, investigative journalist.
That's her handle? That's a pretty good handle. I mean,
she just tweeted 5 minutes ago. I'd rather tell the truth and make somebody cry than tell a lie and make someone smile.
Oh, God. Fuck you. Print it on a t-shirt. I hate these, what are they called? These, platitudes. Ugh. Vomit.
So she started with, let me be the first to say I never want another Muslim entering this country caps ever again. 106,000 followers.
Do you think you really need to include the ever again? I mean, it's get
for
it.
Her dumb.
The meaning's implied.
Well, you know. Yes. It's got 140 characters to fill. You might as well use them.
Oh, right.
You could hashtag it, you know, fuck Islam or something.
Yes.
Hashtag proud Islamophobe.
Proud Islamophobe. You're proud to be dumb?
Yeah.
How many people on this country practice Islam? I mean, on this planet?
A whole bunch.
A shit ton.
Right.
Why would you want to be afraid of a shit ton of people?
Because you're dumb.
Why would you brag about
it? Yeah, leave it to Muslims to ruin everything. People can't even enjoy Halloween without those savages fucking everything up for everyone.
Oh, God. How does this person help? Dear Jesus, why do you let this dipshit exist?
How many more people need to die before everyone agrees that Islam is cancer and we should never let another Muslim into the civilized world?
Oh, my God. She's calling people that practice Islam cancer. You're cancer.
Yeah.
Is she burning Korans? Is she also drawing Muhammad?
4,499 hearts.
How many?
4,400 likes.
Oh, my God.
Almost 2,000 retweets, but
they got to be bots.
But some retweets are commentary. Like, I retweeted her shit to then shit upon it.
You called her shit?
I could have. Sometimes I like to screen cap their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Other times I intentionally retweet because I want them to see our name there.
Right.
And maybe click on it and engage. That's what happened with fucking Dana Loesch.
Oh, yeah. She's an asshole.
She's a real heinous.
Just tremendous bag of garbage.
Laura Loomer tweeted, there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim.
Oh, my God.
There's no such thing as a moderate Muslim.
Well, then who the fuck are you? Yeah. Who the fuck is she? Is she a moderate? Did she purport herself to be a... She's an extremist.
She's a loon.
By the nature of what she's doing, she's a fucking extremist. Come on. Islam is a cancer.
They're all the same. It's time for us to accept this reality. I refuse to watch more people die.
No, you're so stupid.
Then she got pissed at the New York Times because apparently one of the reporters that was there covering the attack was a female Muslim wearing a hijab. New York Times sent a female Muslim hijab-wearing reporter to cover the ISIS terror attack in New York City. I asked her to disavow. She laughed and refused.
Oh, my God. White people. You fucking idiots. There are a lot of people don't look like you.
A reporter shows up to do their job, and this asshole walks up to them and says, are you going to disavow this?
What the fuck?
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Hey, white asshole. Right? Do you disavow what happened in Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I disavow it.
How about Sandy Hook?
I disavow it.
God damn.
It's the same. Why don't they see it's the same fucking thing? And it's offensive.
Because they're convinced, and their bad actors convince them even more, like preachers who need that money dropping into their pockets every week. I was going to say plate, but fuck it. Why take out the middleman? It goes right into their goddamn pockets.
I mean, if you really
put butts in seats, keep them scared.
If you really thought every Muslim person on the planet was a fucking terrorist, and if that were true, imagine what the planet would be like. It would be all terrorism all the fucking time.
It'd be a wasteland, just like if the black people in this country were 1/1,000,000th as violent as these people pretend them to be. This country would have motherfucking burned 200 years ago.
But it's not like that, you fuckheads. Not everyone is a paranoid, delusional dickbag.
She later claimed that Muslims deserve the anti-Muslim sentiments that they get in the wage of an attack.
Fuck?
They deserve it. Maybe when they all decide to condemn Islamic terror, I might feel bad for them. But now, for now, bring it on.
Bring it on.
So what I don't understand,
what the fuck, is
after every single one of these,
yes,
very quickly, all the normal Muslim groups issue statements saying this is horrific.
Right.
We don't like this. We decry it. There are these people. This is not the Islam that we follow. Blah, blah, blah. You would think that does not exist. There was an idiot in the comment section somewhere earlier that was like, I'd never heard any Muslim leader anywhere, even the moderate ones, disavow. And I just Googled Muslims disavow terror attacks and 80 fucking goddamn stories came up.
So how many times do we see religious conservatives disavowing domestic terrorism when somebody does bullshit in the name of Jesus? None.
He ain't real Christian.
Never.
He wasn't a real Christian.
They don't ever say, we're disgusted that someone would pervert our faith like this. It's nuts.
When the news reports came out that he had worked, the terrorist had worked as a driver for Uber.
Uber.
Of course.
Name.
She tweeted, someone needs to create a non-Islamic form of Uber or Lyft because I never want to support another Islamic immigrant driver.
Oh, my God.
Then I saw some other asshole had like retweeted something or tweeted something on her timeline that's like a buddy of hers. And she said something about Uber and this guy. But then she said, we're still waiting for the result of, I don't know, the litigation or whatever from the Uber driver, the Islamic Uber driver that kicked me and Laura Loomer out of their Uber because we're Jewish.
Oh my God.
You know exactly what happened. She just, this hag, Laura, just admitted that she walked up to the person with the hijab and said, "Are you going to disavow this?"
God.
And obviously they got into the Uber. They saw the guy's name was Ahmed Mohammed or something. And she probably right away went into, "Well, are you a Muslim? Oh my God. Well, what do you think about the terror?" And he's like, get the fuck out of my
car. Get out of my fucking car. And what you're allowed to do, right? You're allowed to refuse service to someone.
And then they probably went like, "Oh, why? Because we're Jews."
No, because you're bigots.
And that's what they said in the tweet, because we're Jewish. He kicked us out because we're Jewish. And you know exactly how that went.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She was being aggressive and mean and, you know.
Still waiting for the results.
Making a fucking scene. Who the fuck is this person? What did your parents do to you?
This is interesting. I generally try to not support Muslim-owned businesses or companies here in New York.
Oh,
that shouldn't be hard to do in the U.S., but with immigration, it is.
What the fuck? With immigration, it is. Yeah. And sometimes I find myself supporting businesses that aren't fucking white.
Right.
We're a diverse country, dickbag. There are lots of different kinds of people that live here, and it's a good thing. Oh, God, it makes me nuts. The flyover states and all these idiot fucking racists, they think they don't live in a bubble. They think people in L.A. and New York live in a fucking bubble. We talk about it all the time. It's just fucking ignorant.
Here she is going after Shep Smith.
Yes.
She says, "Shep news team ran away from me last night at the scene of the New York City ISIS attack when I confronted him about his inadequate Fox News reporting."
They didn't want to be anywhere near you because
listen to this. She's got video.
Pain in the fucking ass.
You can hear what an asshole she is.
My name's Laura Lorenzini.
Yeah, I saw you. I can't talk to you. No, it's nice to meet you.
He can't talk to me.
Right, because you're a lunatic. You're an extremist loon. Talk to me. Ha ha ha. Look, there's the deep state right there. There's the Muslim-loving state right there. Because Shep Smith is like, "I don't want to talk to you. I'm sorry. I saw who you are. I'm out of here."
Right. You think Shep Smith wants to suffer this person for one fucking second?
No, I don't want to.
No way.
None of us do.
You're an asshole.
He just walked away and said he can't talk to me.
Oh. Ooh, it's deep state. You know what that means. Even Fox News is compromised.
He's got to do his job. He's there covering something.
And then
what the fuck do you want him to do?
Some lunatic is yelling that you're it's inadequate. Why don't you talk about Islam cutting the clitorises off of women every night? Why don't you talk about...
That's like, shut the fuck up.
You guys just saw that. Shepard Smith just said, "I saw you, but I can't talk to you." Wow.
So stupid.
Shepard Smith smoked a cigarette and ran away from me. He literally just cut his cigarette short and ran away from me.
This is her hard-hitting journalism.
But she's nuts. If you don't want people to, like, run away from you, don't be an asshole.
So then she tweeted out a picture.
Yes.
From somewhere, it's Chambers Street, I guess, near the attacks.
Right.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Which, let's remind everyone, is in Lower Manhattan.
Yes.
There's a couple of people around.
Yeah.
In Manhattan. Just for those that may have never been there.
It's New York.
It's kind of a busy place. There's a lot of humanoids wandering at all hours of the night.
A lot of people live in New York.
And so she took a picture of a scene.
Yes.
Of a street scene.
Boo.
It's an intersection. Zebra crossing.
Oh, wee wee.
For those across the pond.
Oh, yes. What do they call that?
The zebra crossing. Looks like a zebra.
Oh, man. Why don't we call it like that?
Because we say it's just the crosswalk.
Yeah, we suck. Zebra. Zebras.
In the crosswalk are 1, 2, 3, 4, a whole bunch of people. There's a couple guys walking together with backpacks.
Right.
An older dude with a gray sweater. A couple of businessy looking people. In the foreground, it looks like a couple are walking together with shopping bags and shit like that. Oh, but dead center in the picture, Ryan.
Is there somebody in
walking the, away in... from the camera are two women.
Oh, come on.
And they're daring to be in public near the attacks wearing hijab.
It's New York.
They're
it's
also
New
wearing
fucking York City.
One of them's
man.
Also wearing flowered leggings. I mean, these
yeah,
aren't
so
these
what?
Aren't burkas. Not that it would matter.
Yeah, it's fucking New York motherfucking city.
Listen to the tweet. Muslims are out in full force at the scene of the New York City ISIS attack today,
God.
Rubbing it in everyone's face.
This
aimlessly walking around in hijabs. Aimlessly. They're in the cross fucking walk.
They're
in downtown
somewhere. They
both have purses. They're going somewhere or coming from somewhere.
New York is diverse. New York is diverse. The United Nations are there, you fuckface.
Oh, my God.
You're so fucking stupid.
What an asshole.
You know, shit like so this
then,
should almost be illegal.
Then
I mean,
she
what
tweeted,
the fuck?
You think they'd have the decency to not walk around in hijabs at cross street of the attack, but they don't. I bet they're loving this.
Now, what are you wearing that's so fucking great, by the way, you fuckhead? I mean, honestly. So what?
So now she's stalking these women because this is
nice.
Somewhere later.
Oh, my God. We aren't like this. Our country isn't like this for anybody that's listening that might be from. Well, maybe you are. We are.
Wait, these are. These aren't even Muslims. These are just people walking. And
right.
She's upset. Right next to the press pool where the ISIS attack took place, there's a school. 5-year-olds are playing outside. People acting like nothing happened.
What the fuck?
What does she expect us? They want a police
yes,
state. They want
absolutely.
Jackboots in the street, dragging Muslims out.
Right.
This is what this heinous subhuman,
yes.
Laura fucking Loomer,
Laura Loomer,
is. They want.
Right. I think we got twatted a picture of Laura Loomer dressed as Wonder Woman, a latex Wonder Woman. I don't know if that's who that is.
She's blonde, and she in her picture on Twitter. That's probably her.
She's dressed as Wonder Woman. Ridiculous. Funny.
Nice to see them taking a break from covering up the Las Vegas shooting and protecting Hillary Clinton.
Oh, does she think there's like lots of crisis actors here involved? Is she like Alex Jones? Fucking
crazy?
Oh,
no, she thinks it was Islamic terror.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't like the FBI. Spotted the Federal Bureau of Islam.
Oh, my God.
On the scene of the New York City ISIS attack. What would we ever do with these highly competent investigators? Eye roll.
But, you know, to be fair, if you voted for Donald Trump and you believe in Schindler.
You loved them for 10 minutes until you figured out that maybe Comey wasn't on your side.
Right.
Then you decided to hate the FBI.
But Schindler's been saying bad shit about the FBI and the CIA for a long time.
Because they were investigating him. So then even recently she tweeted Alex Jones tweeted, "We need a waiting period for Home Depot trucks."
Oh my God. Hilarious. Good one. What a dickhead.
Every verified liberal in Hollywood and the mainstream media is tweeting at me today. I guess I really pissed them off. It's not like I killed 8 people.
What the fuck?
She retweeted Gigi Hadid.
No, it's not like you did. Gigi Hadid tweeted her angrily.
Laura, I hate to give you the attention, but I need to tell you, you're a fucking moron.
Right. Supermodel.
Gigi Hadid.
Yes.
Retweeted her and then responded.
Yes. I mean, this is nuts.
And then, of course, she tweeted recently, she saw herself trending number 13. The left is so triggered by my spicy hot takes on ISIS and Islam. They actually let a conservative alt-media journalist trend on Twitter. There's that bullshit again. Conservative.
Right.
A conservative alt-media journalist. They never let us tweet. You know there's some liberal algorithm over there at Twitter that forces us down. No, you're a small number of hate fucks right. that everybody marginalized. And the only reason you're not trending number 13, you ass fuck, is because of the heinous nature of the picture that you took of two Muslim women walking through the streets of fucking New York. And you're like, how dare they?
You're trending... because people
right.
hate
you.
They hate you. They're outraged. No one fucking agrees with you.
But typical right-wing nut job conservative. Oh, any attention. They love, look what I've got libtards crying. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh my God. You heinous, ignorant.
They're really horrible, horrible subhuman creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Lori Loomer.
I mean, you know, the problem is, but all these idiots that follow her or whatever, they get emboldened by people like this and they go out and commit fucking hate crimes.
All right.
Someone is listening to her and going, oh, yeah, she's right. She totally gets me. I totally agree with this chick. She's got great points. Probably our neighbors.
The two women were smiling and smirking in hijabs as they walked right past the scene of the terrorist attack. That is not appropriate. I stand by what I said.
That's paranoia. That's mental illness. To see someone walking by there and just to infer because of a facial expression, they're scheming. They're making fun of the people that died.
Well, and what the fuck? If I went to New York right now and there was no police tape and shit, I couldn't tell you where this happened.
Right.
I would walk by laughing.
Yeah, and it's New York.
Right.
People that live there, I'm sorry, I'm not making light of
the terrorist
attack.
They're getting back to life, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of shit happens because it's New York. It's in the middle of a city. It's not like they live in fucking Mayberry.
So fuck Laura Loomer.
You're an idiot.
Shit, asshole.
You're a fucking idiot.
God. Really capitalizing on hate. There's a prime example, a poster child of somebody who sows hate. And is just trying to make...
She's making the world worse.
Retweets over it, yeah.
Just making the world fucking worse. Suck a dick.
The House Subcommittee, we talked about this earlier, was holding a hearing...
Sub.
...about a bill that would ban abortion as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy.
Oh, my God.
The bill's sponsor...
Yes!
Everyone prepared to grab your cockles.
Boo!
Representative Steve King of Iowa.
Blah. Oh, okay.
Just when you thought Steve King couldn't get more diarrhea-like.
Y'all going peasant hunting? That was him.
Wants to ban abortion. He cited the changing makeup of the courts.
Oh, okay.
Under President Trump as a reason to believe that it might not automatically be struck down as unconstitutional.
Oh, great. He's full of shit.
The Heartbeat Protection Act.
Yeah.
Heartbeat Protection Act of 2017.
Is there any, like this Russia shit feels like it's heating up. Is there any coincidence that this shit's coming out? So people like Trump can come out and say he supports his fucking
bill? This was scheduled.
Oh, okay.
For a while, I think. We knew this was coming. Republicans invited a pregnant woman to have her fetus testify during the committee.
Right.
Showing a sonogram taken that morning on the screen in the committee hearing.
Yes. God.
Ugh. The gestational age of the fetus was unclear, and the pregnancy seemed to be much farther along than 6 weeks. Of course they do that.
So they're lying. They're misrepresenting.
Right. Trent Franks, real scumbag from Arizona.
A bag of garbage.
Said, I've never heard a more eloquent testimony than that little baby up on that screen.
You didn't even hear anything from that little baby. What did you want that little baby to say? The little baby's a fucking fetus. Can fetus talk? Is that true? Can they talk?
Sure.
Me. God.
You just put a microphone up there.
Drop a
there you go.
Man, your fetus sounds crazy.
That's what the feti say.
My fetus speaks in tongues.
Steve King, thrilled that the courts are being stacked in favor of theocracy and against freedom.
Fuck you. Hell yeah, boy.
said, it's important that Congress passes such a strong pro-life bill now because President Trump will hopefully appoint one or two more justices to the Supreme Court, making this a profound moment in the pro-life movement.
I can't quit you.
President Trump is actively changing the makeup of our judicial system.
Oh, my God.
With strong conservative nominees who would hear arguments about this bill while it is being challenged on the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yes. Great. Fucking wonderful.
He said the constitutionality of the bill is evident under the 14th Amendment because the Equal Protection Clause protects life and liberty of Americans living in their mother's wombs.
Oh, my God. What about the Americans living outside the wombs that, you know, have
Fuck
to
them.
Work, to eat, to, you have to have health care and all this other shit?
Get a job, you taker.
Oh, God. Don't you just hate the fucking Republicans? The only thing they give a fuck about are guns and if you're a baby inside someone.
And because the committee is run by Republicans, they invited one pro-choice witness.
Oh, okay. Great.
She said that a near total abortion ban like this heartbeat bill will force women into dangerous back alley abortions.
Yeah.
And suggests instead on lowering the United States maternal mortality rate, which is the worst in the developed world. They want us to turn into Iran.
Absolutely.
They do. They want us to turn into Iran. They want to be rich fucks running a creepy theocracy where women are subjugated.
Yes.
And the men are in fucking charge.
Listen, California secede. I get it. I mean, this is stupid. Why? Think about our country. We want to legislate the puss.
Why? And they say we've got the best health care anywhere, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Then they must be lying. They must be full of shit.
That's why there was a whole bunch of people that were happy that we semi-normalized relations with Cuba.
Yes.
So they could go down and get treatment in Cuba. Because in Cuba, they're ahead of us in some things.
That's nuts.
With medicine.
That is bananas.
Probably because it's not profitable here.
Explain to me how we live in the greatest country.
You know,
our transportation sucks.
There's worse.
Of
but
course.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's take off our rose-colored glasses, Americans.
Yes.
Our red, white, and blue-colored glasses and at least see reality.
Quit being delusional.
Oh, God. Laura Loomer retweeted a picture of Bill de Blasio with Linda Sarsour.
Okay.
New York City mayor is besties with Linda Sarsour. Who calls for jihad in the U.S. Citations.
Besties.
Citations.
And besties.
Linda Sarsour calling for a jihad.
I hate that word. People use that word all the time. We're besties. It's gross.
God,
it's douchey.
People are so gross.
Please stop.
There you go.
Right.
Laura Loomer. Fuck you.
What is wrong
and
with this country, man?
Fuck the Christo-fascists of our subcommittee.
What if instead...
Fuck Steve King.
Right. What if instead of Sandy Hook, it was like a school full of pregnant women and the shooter came in there and shot up...
There's that guy who's been asking that question. It like went viral last week or so.
Yes.
Where it was like... It wasn't even pregnant women. It was... embryos.
Yeah.
It was fertilized embryos. There's a fire in the lab, and you have a chance to save one kid in the corner who was there on Bring Your Kid to Work Day or something, or 5,000 embryos. What are you going to grab?
The embryos!
Well, right!
I mean, we might have gun control if those people that died at Sandy Hook were pregnant women. If their fetuses got shot up, we might have gun control.
No.
So they love... God damn, that's crazy.
No, they would use that opportunity to prove that
fetuses should have had guns.
It's an abortion. That it, you know, an abortion is murder.
In a concealed carry state, are you allowed to arm your fetus?
Mandatory.
Boo. Shoot the abortion doctors. If them fetuses were armed when them doctors went in there to try to scrape them out, they would have filled them full of lead.
That's funny.
Right, Kate?
I've got a Jim Baker clip really quickly. Boo. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all. Don't forget, 2 to 5, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Fuck you.
We get a little more atheist-y, although it's really more secularist-y. Just do what you want, believe what you want, just keep it out of my holes.
Yeah, shut the fuck up about it.
But Jim Baker, I don't know, I think this is more about his guests, so I don't know how much, but there might be a Lori going, yes, in the background. Awesome. Do you remember the Mooch? It seems ago, but
we,
it wasn't.
We didn't get enough of him.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that Anthony Scaramucci.
Scary Coochie.
Was. Did he survive really 24 hours as communications director?
Barely.
For Schindler? He was brought in as a Scud missile to. As a Reince Priebus seeking missile.
Yes.
Succeeded.
Right.
Reince is like, fuck it, I'm out of here if you're hiring that asshole.
Was he the chief of staff?
Reince
briefly?
Was.
No, but Scary Coochie was not. Okay.
No. And then when, like, a minute later, they fucking got rid of him.
Right. And he's the one that got Sarah Huckabee on the makeup program.
Mentioned.
Right.
I wouldn't change anything except I would say to Sarah, I wouldn't change a thing. She does a great job. I would say one thing. Let's keep the hair and makeup person. I think that works great. And
oh,
then,
my God.
And then when he was called out on it, he was like, I was talking about myself, the hair and makeup for myself.
Well, shit, I mean.
So, well, I would agree that you want
Right. I want a hair and makeup
you
person.
You want some powder on your.
I want to look fucking good, okay? Make me look good.
Press secretary, sure.
Yeah. I need a manicure. Little thing.
A little.
Bedazzled.
Manscaping.
Sure.
Little topiary down there. The this guy's from Charisma Magazine.
Look you. We've
Jesus waving. Oh yeah. I've read stories from Charisma before.
We've discussed this shit rag before.
His name is Steve Strang.
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 This guy sounds like a total bag of douche.
This is hot off the presses. This is today's show.
This just in.
Today's Jim Baker show.
Ooh. Is he still selling soup?
He's promoting
like
his forthcoming book, God and Donald Trump. here they are talking about, they bring up Steve Scaramucci, this Steve Strang guy. But I believe we do hear Jim and Lori Baker.
Lori and I are on the advisory council. We don't talk about that a whole lot, but... He has so many of us, and it's people like Billy Graham's daughter.
And Graham Watts. Yeah.
He has so many pastors and preachers.
Thanks, Lori. This is a little fact checker.
Right. Can I hear that again, please?
She's the little Chiron that appears at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I heard.
Billy Graham's daughter.
And Graham Watts.
She knows. What do you win, Lori?
Xanax.
And I believe it's Ann Graham Lott.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't think there's an S on it.
She still gets a Xanax.
I could be wrong. I'm going to look that up right now. But
okay, give Lori a Xanax.
Lori, this advisory council is terrifying.
We don't
Jim
talk
Baker
about it much.
Is brought into the White House in any capacity.
Oh, yes. It's vomitous.
And his opinion is heard.
Yeah, we live in Afghanistan. And by the way, we don't talk about it much. Bullshit.
Oh, sure.
Bullshit.
That's part of their fuck talk.
Oh, my.
Daughter.
And Graham Watts.
Yeah. He has so many pastors and preachers on his advisory boards, his spiritual advisory board, that they all can't come to meet at one time.
Oh, it's lots.
Dr. Don Colbert and Mary are on advisory board. Yeah. Well, they go to a different meeting than we go to because the boards are so big.
Oh my God.
I apologize. She's right. Lots. L-O-T-Z.
All right. Well.
I was wrong. Lori Baker's right.
Right. She's got it. She wins.
Well, right.
Jeez.
Yay. Yay.
So wait. Hold on a second. There's more than one board?
Apparently, there's so many of these assholes that Trump is filleting that he's created multiple boards to keep all of these idiots happy. That's all this is.
Yeah.
You know, this is all bullshit.
They don't do
I'm
shit.
I'm on the advisory board. What do? You go and you stand next to Ann Graham Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the White House somewhere.
Right.
Trump nowhere around any of these pictures, by the way.
He didn't want to fucking hang out with Lori Baker. Are you fucking kidding me? But I tell you what, I bet when there's a Trump story out there, I bet all these fuckers have to come out on the right side of it. Or you can say goodbye to that advisory board.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so stupid. You're right. They don't do shit.
To meet at one time. Dr. Don Colbert and Mary are on advisory board. Doctor. Well, they go to a different meeting than we go to because the boards are so big.
And it's growing. I mean, more and more and more and more and more.
This, so this is so interesting.
That's a good one. More and more and more and more and more people.
More and more and more and more and more
this, people. So this is so interesting. And people say, how can you endorse Donald Trump as a Christian? Did you ever hear anybody ask you that question?
Well, they haven't asked that specific question, but liar. You know, whether or not he's a Christian is between him and God.
That's right.
It's not for all of us to
Fuck yeah. No, that's all they fucking talk about all the fucking time.
Well, not with Trump.
That's infuriating.
It's Christian magic, dude, Ryan.
I grew up in the
South.
It's
not hypocrisy. These aren't the droids right. you're looking Ooh, for. Yes.
Listen, I know you grew up in this Catholic church where,
sure,
you know, a lot of people are drunk. And
how dare you?
Well, no, they deal with their faith in a different way. People down here for Jesus like light their hair on fire and run around like crazy people.
That's true, man.
Making sure everyone's saved. And the idea that these people feel that somebody's relationship, whatever their relationship is with God, it's always their business.
That's the same thing they said about
it's
Obama.
It's their business. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly the same thing they said about Obama. Oh, well, his relationship with God is him.
Yeah.
That's not what they said. He's
right.
Islamic. He's Absolutely. Not a Christian.
They're all up everybody's dick about, are you a Christian? Are you saved? Bah, 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 bah.
They said Obama's not a Christian. And now here's this asshole saying, well, it doesn't matter. It's between him and God.
It's all you care about. It's all they fucking care about.
I'm going to ask that specific question, but, you know, whether or not he's a Christian is between him and God.
That's right.
It's not for all of us to judge him. Now, yes, there are things in his life, you know, that we've talked about before that we don't.
Like the pussy grab.
Right, right. The rapey stuff.
That's where she needs to interject.
Yeah, yeah.
For all of us to judge him. Now, yes, there are things in his life, you know, that we've talked about before that we don't approve of. But you don't hear those things in the last 10 years. And his language
what
has
the
improved
fuck?
Better.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Hey, he hasn't grabbed a twat since 1990.
You guys are just
and that's not true.
They're whores.
I thought one of the more recent accusations was like in the 2010s. I could be wrong.
Which isn't 10 years ago.
Right.
These 10 years. And his language has improved better. And remember that guy that he appointed, Scaramucci?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Who had a quote.
Laura is totally with you, brother.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, yes. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She'd be great for improv.
Oh, yes. Yes, and.
She doesn't and a lot, though.
No.
Usually it's just, oh, yes.
Yes.
Scaramucci.
Oh, yes.
Who had a quote and said some really vile things. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
He got rid of him.
That's right.
Now, we can only speculate why. But my personal opinion is that interview was part of it, and he just decided he didn't want his key people.
I love how they couch that. Now,
yes.
I have no evidence of any claim whatsoever that I'm about to say, but this is my opinion. I'm going to say it.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And all the people here now is, oh, well, Trump totally fired that guy because he said fuck on their phone.
This fucking charlatan explained it to me.
Right.
So it's got to be true.
Is that interview was part of it. And he just decided he didn't want his key people talking like that in public.
There you go.
God, the idea that.
Shoe polish hair.
Right.
Giant rings. I mean, this guy couldn't be more of a cartoonish.
Right.
Christian.
Televangelist freak. Listen, just admit it. This Trump guy has nothing to do with your God. He isn't a Christian. However, for some reason, he wants to get rid of abortion.
Because of them.
That's it. Yeah, because of you.
I think Trump's probably paid for more abortions.
Oh, of course.
Than anyone that's ever been in the White House.
He should have been one.
Maybe a Kennedy.
Right.
He should have been one.
Yeah, yeah.
The
hyperbole. Whatever.
No, that's okay. It's okay to say that.
Oh, okay.
You wish he was never born. You're just not supposed to say he should be killed.
I don't say that.
I'm saying in general.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody says that on this fucking show.
No, I want him to live and suffer in jail.
Oh, yes.
Gitmo. Send them fuckers to Gitmo. Did you hear, see him today? He's like, you know, I wouldn't rule out sending this guy to Guantanamo Bay.
Who's that? The terrorist
kid? Yeah. we'd love, wouldn't that be great, Ivanka and Don Jr.
Is he terrified?
Eric. All of those fuckers. Sessions.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of.
Right. Ivanka. I mean, yeah. The mom, Ivana. I want Ivana to, not Ivana, Melania. Melanoma.
I don't know what Melania's done other than.
Oh, dude. Her modeling agency involved in that human trafficking shit?
His modeling agency.
Oh, I thought she was in charge of it or something. She's not in charge of it? Okay. Right. I don't know.
I'm sure she worked really hard.
Listen.
She made phone calls. I've got a girl. She's 5'10. She would like to work for you.
The pictures of kids dressed up as Melanoma Trump for Halloween, dressed in the gardening outfit.
Not right, yeah.
Is the funniest shit.
Oh, that
shit
one?
Ever.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, my God. They're wearing dark glasses and a hat covering their face. Look, that's who FLOTUS is.
I left my purse inside because of all the black people here.
Yeah. FLOTUS looks like Gwyneth Paltrow going into Walgreens to buy, you know, an exfoliant.
There's a story over to the New Republic.
Fuck you.
That talks about now this, you know, this is that Papadopoulos thing.
Papadopoulos.
And the guilty plea, you know, Papadopoulos, the reason they're all spewing turds right now.
It's a horrible scene.
Is,
oh my God, could you imagine?
Is because this Papadopoulos guy,
Papadopoulos,
when you look at the dates on his plea agreement.
Yes.
Says that he was arrested like 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, shit.
And
nobody
has
said
been
shit
singing
about
like
it.
A boyd ever since.
Oh, okay.
And several former prosecutors and spook type people have said,
right,
oh, they made him wear a wire. And one of the guys said, you know, they put him on a wire and then he played dial a crook.
Oh, my God. He might have like Jared.
That's how it goes,
shit,
right?
Right.
And so that's why they think everybody now is soiling
the
themselves.
Out.
Yeah,
because they talked to that motherfucker.
Well, and then that's the wire they know about.
Right. Oh shit. Who else has a wire? I want a list.
That's the wire they know about.
Yeah. Did you ever watch any of those episodes of The Sopranos where...
With Big Pussy.
Big Pussy and everybody Spoiler checks alert, everybody by the way. For a fuck... When you see those mobsters check each other for wires, yeah. Oh my God, man, they're real rough about it. Grabbing your balls and all kinds of shit.
So...
Creepy.
They're saying there's a quite distinct possibility that
they
arrested Papadopoulos, caught him lying, and said, okay, yes. You want a plea deal? Here, wear this.
Right.
Go talk to Jared. Go talk to Don
but,
Jr.
But why did it
go
come out now?
Go talk to Sessions.
Oh, shit.
Sessions was in on these meetings. One of those pictures that's out there, even though they're saying he was the coffee boy.
Right.
Totally. Who? What's his name? There's pictures.
Right.
We have the evidence of Trump saying, oh, yeah, my advisory committee, there's this Carter Page guy. He's great. And then there's this
handsome
Papadopoulos guy. He's a really good guy.
Dreamy.
Dick.
Dreamy. Girthy. Papadopoulos.
So, but and then there's that picture of this guy that was their coffee boy.
Yes.
Sitting smack dab in the middle of a table with like maybe 8-10 people.
Right.
A big meeting. One end of the table, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
The other end of the table, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions
oh,
the
shit.
Third. And that's the meeting that they think is where he was like, oh my God, guys, I got this call. I can totally get you a meeting with Putin. I'm going to meet
oh,
with Putin's niece.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So them saying we didn't know anything about any of this shit.
That could be total
that
fucking bullshit.
Lie. And.
Yes.
Sessions, in his, when he got pummeled by
ooh,
his arch nemesis, Al Franken.
I love it.
At that hearing.
Right.
Told Senator Al Franken, quote, that he was not aware of any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government during the campaign. But Papadopoulos.
Right.
said,
Pippidibilis.
I totally thought I was meeting with the Russian, with representatives of the Russian government, or at least the people that were giving us these emails had gotten them from the Russian government.
Holy fuck.
So.
There could be sound of that. Maybe.
I don't know if they taped those meetings.
I mean, if he's in on those meetings, why would you need to wear a wire? Why wouldn't you just put your iPhone in your pocket and turn on that little voice memo thing? Do you think you physically have to wear a wire, or if it like that's taped to you? Or just some on your iPhone.
Might be. I don't know.
Right. I don't know what Radio Shack has available.
So this guilty plea, this plea deal.
Yes.
Stuff that it revealed shows that Sessions perjured himself.
No shit.
During his confirmation hearing.
Oh my God. So what does that mean? Is he going to get arrested for that?
During another hearing when Franken went after him again about the earlier claims, he said, I conducted no improper discussion with Russians at any time regarding the campaign or any other item facing this country. Well, that doesn't mean I didn't send Pupadupolis to go talk to the Russians. I did not talk with any Russians,
right,
he's saying. But earlier he said, I do not know of any information or any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with Russians. That's
gotta be bullshit.
Lie.
Bam. Holy fuck. That's crazy, dude.
The guilty plea that Papadopoulos signed shows that the campaign advisor communicated with Russians, promising stolen campaign information on Killery.
Yes.
And he tried to repeatedly set up meetings between the Trump campaign and Russia. Pupadopoulos.
Yes.
Told other committee members and Trump himself.
Oh, shit.
About his contacts with Russia during a March 31st meeting.
Right.
And proposed arranging for the candidate to meet with Vladimir Putin.
Right.
So According to a CNN report, Trump didn't say yes, but he didn't say no.
Did he go to the FBI letting them know that this was going on?
None of them did. You mean like how Don Jr. did when he got the email from Veselnitskaya?
I love it.
Sure.
I love it. That's what he said. He said, I love it. What you're supposed to say is like, oh, fuck.
I'll say, I love it. I'll meet you. Hang up. Call the FBI.
Call J. Edgar Hoover. Get out of your dress. We got some issues.
But they say that the Pupadopoulos said that Sessions, who was sent the chairman of Trump's national security team, still a senator for Alabama.
Ooh.
You guys picked the bestest people, Alabama.
Wow. Let's review.
Keep
Judge
being
Roy
you.
Moore.
Yeah.
Bentley, the guy feeling up tits or saying he wanted to. Whatever. What a creep.
Speaker of the House convicted of corruption.
Bam.
Sessions shut it down of Trump meeting with Putin, according to one person present for the meeting and confirmed by another source. So the guilty plea shows that Papadopoulos continued trying to arrange a meeting between campaign officials in Russia at least until August 2016.
Right. God, what a bunch of fucking crooks these guys.
J.D. Gordon, former Pentagon spokesman and Trump campaign national security advisor who attended the meeting, told CNN that Pupadopoulos obviously went to great lengths to go around me and Senator Sessions.
No shit.
So, you know, they're trying to be like, oh, I don't, who, this guy, he's going, he right. didn't tell us what he was doing at all. So. He was a rogue agent off the rails. Russia, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
But this article says there's no evidence to contradict what Gordon says, so maybe Pupadopoulos did.
Right.
But the new revelation still leaves Sessions in a position where he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. He can plausibly claim to have opposed any Russian collusion. However, he then opens himself up to the perjury charges because he would have to say, I was opposed to Russian collusion, even though I told you before I didn't know nothing about no Russian collusion.
Wait. Now, I'll push back because I can be against something, but not know it's happening. You know what I mean? I can do that.
I am not aware of evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government during the campaign.
I'm on some Zoloft. I had a drink, and I don't remember that night. I was fucked up. Who knows? Kevin Spacey was over.
So Jeff Bo Sesh.
Man. He's getting acting lessons from Bill Cosby. Passed out, didn't know what the fuck happened. I woke up in Russia.
I guess there's some good news.
That's good news, dude. That Jeff Bo Sesh is going to get busted.
Well, we'll see. The Republicans are still in charge, and
well, wait, no, they're still trying to arrest that motherfucker. What can anybody do about it?
Who, Sessions?
Yeah, if he gets arrested,
he's still got to be prosecuted by the. By the same segment of that Jeff Bo Sesh is in charge of.
Do you think he would use his contacts within the Justice Department to protect himself? He is the Justice Department.
Right.
So fucked up. God, they picked the slimiest guy.
And I'm not sure I still don't think Trump's going to try to fire Mueller. I could be wrong. Right.
That's real
creepy. I didn't think he was going to fire Comey until in the middle of our show that day. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, I have a dollar. I bet you a dollar that he's going to fire him. And also, it's so kinky if you think about it. Jeff Bo Sesh is like, ooh, I'm going to rest myself. I like it.
Ooh, just like every Thursday night.
I'm going to cuff myself to myself.
Lindsay and I get together.
Lindsay's like, ooh. Lindsay's like, no, younger.
I don't even know where I was going. I get sidetracked with. Oh, this is the other good news.
Yes.
Question mark. That there's a report at Politico.
Yes.
Which is titled "The Education of Betsy DeVos."
Oh my God. Look out for bears.
And fortunately, I mean, if our system survives these people,
okay,
we may need to do a little rebuilding of the system because they're doing the best they can to dismantle everything.
Right.
See that Price? No.
Tom Price?
No, Department of the Interior.
Shika fuck nuts.
That loathsome creature.
Zinke on the horse.
Okay, I screwed up.
Zinke, right? Or no?
He's the Department of Interior. I got the department wrong. Regardless.
Department
EPA,
of Bullshit.
Scott
Pruitt.
There you go.
Burn in hell.
That with the scientists where no longer, if you're a scientist, can you like be on the committee? Something like that.
What the
fuck? We don't want your science on our committee.
God damn it. Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama was raked over the coals because we don't want some Harvard lawyer representing us? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we fucking do. When was the last time you went to the doctor and the guy that was going to operate on you looked at him and you're like, oh, man, that guy's overqualified.
Right.
I don't want him digging around in my body. So stupid. Ugh.
Well, the story, it says that Trump's most controversial ideological cabinet pick is discovering the limits of her power. So right now,
right,
she's doing heinous shit as much as she can. But, you know, these are icebergs that take a long time to turn before she can turn it into the creepy Christian education system that she wants to turn it into.
Is this is that a Titanic analogy with the iceberg? Or
yes.
Is it just an ice? Oh, okay.
Well, no, an iceberg. It's just big and it's, you can't turn an iceberg. You can't go and
move
an iceberg.
The education department is the iceberg?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. I got it.
It's a good long read.
Right.
But it's just about how she's been saying things like, oh, the bureaucracy is much more formidable and difficult than I had anticipated.
I
anticipated it to be difficult because people are fighting back against the heinous shit that she wants to do.
Yeah. And your job, I mean, you know, wouldn't you think that if a cabinet level job is not easy? I mean, that's part, it's, you know,
this is the problem with hiring rich assholes who are CEOs and who are business leaders. Their word is God and gospel in all their little fucking creepy kingdoms that they create of money. Then they go into the public sector where everybody's checking your ass and don't like it. She's pissed off that she couldn't kick in the door and make everybody Christian and kick that evolution bullshit out of our schools.
Hey, and Betsy DeVos, guess what? Everybody knows in this country, if you watch, if you keep a half an eye on the news, they know your name and they know your job. Who was Obama's Secretary of Education? But beats the fuck out of me.
Fuck if I know.
We heard about them maybe when they got confirmed, and then that's it, because they were busy doing their motherfucking job. They weren't fucking up.
And the difference is, on the right, they wouldn't know either, as much as they hated them because Obama put them there. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like there was no controversy. Everything these people do is a controversy.
These shitty idiot scientists and these doctors and lawyers, they all did their fucking job. What a shock.
A lot of people are saying they're just they've got pools going at how long she's going to last now.
Betsy DeVos? I mean, why wouldn't
she? Well, because she's squealing, Pinky squeals that she's not getting her heinous agenda snap two like right. she wants. How dare somebody sue me for trying to get rid of Title 13 or whatever it is? Or how dare people?
Yeah, you know, I've been distracted lately with this Ryan Zinke bullshit. My God, taking all these public lands away.
Yeah.
Rolling back like mining rights and you want to drill in the fucking Arctic and Antarctica. Who the fuck wants that? Why would anybody want that? Unless you have an oil company, I guess. God.
That her school choice crusade, she's upset because it's been downsized to what can fairly be described as a cheerleading campaign. She thought she was going to get in there, and all of a sudden school vouchers were going to be where the government pays for people to go learn that snake waving is equal to evolution.
Dude, she thought she was going to be motherfucking Patrick Stewart on the motherfucking bridge.
Just like Trump
of the Star
did.
Trek, and she would be like, make it so. Number one.
Just like Tillerson did. Like Trump did. They all got in there and thought, everybody's going to snap too. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. You lost the popular vote.
No
you
one
can't
likes
forget
you.
That. You right. can't kick the door in and say, everybody bow to me. Because more than half of the voters didn't want you there.
Do you remember when Obama was elected the second time?
Yeah, sure.
And he gave a speech about his political capital and what he was going to do with it and all this other shit. Trump doesn't have any. No one likes him. You're right. I mean, that's why our government doesn't fucking function, because the people we elected didn't win. How the fuck can we exist like this? This is insane.
Says she's clearly bothered by the perception she's out to abolish public education in America.
What do you care? You're rich. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, nothing could be further from the truth, she says. Public schools are great. Great public schools are really great, but no school is as great as it can be.
Shove the greats up your fucking great ass. Suck a dick. I mean, you know, the thing about Nancy DeVos, Betsy DeVos, fuck. She's going to be done with her job. She's going to waddle back into the private sector, and it's going to be fine. Her life is going to be, quote unquote, great.
Though she can't remake K through 12 like she wants to.
Oh my God.
The education secretary enjoys significant leverage in American higher education, which has resulted in predictable swings in policy based on the politics of the administration and power.
Oh, great.
And in this case, she's undoing much of what Obama's cabinet did.
Oh God.
Which probably made things nicer, fairer, kinder.
Well, it was a lot of that sexual assault reporting or something in colleges. Some sort of protection people had got rolled back. I don't fucking know.
Already since taking office, her department deregulated the for-profit college industry that was targeted by Obama for its abuses and lack of accountability. Let's get rid of those pesky regulations, shall we?
You know, it's so frustrating to me because I just will say, hey, Donald, you didn't win. But leave shit Obama did alone, because I know he was black. And I know he is black. He is black. And I know he said some shitty things about you at that press correspondence dinner. But he's smarter than you are. Can't you accept that?
I really didn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
She's revised the rules for defrauded students to gain loan forgiveness. Made it harder for defrauded students to get their loans forgiven.
So if you were...
You went to a for-profit college.
Oh, my God.
And find out that, I don't know, it had lost its accreditation or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you try to sue. There was programs in place that would help make that easier. She got rid of that.
Why would you be against that?
Because you're suing a company and you can't do that.
It defrauded the person.
To Republicans.
It defrauded the person.
Then that means it's a good capitalist.
My fucking God. So you wouldn't be able to sue Trump University?
Which was never accredited, but right, yeah, right, essentially, okay. Yes. She attempted to consolidate all student loans under one servicing company, which was a plan she later abandoned.
Right.
And most notably, here it is, rescinded the Obama-era guidance on Title IX as it pertained to sexual assault cases on campus.
So that means, like, if you're a victim of sexual assault, you're afforded some sort of protection?
She met with men's rights groups.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God!
Leading up to this.
You dumb asshole. God, she sucks. I mean, she really sucks. God, Trump, loser. Betsy DeVos is a big fucking loser.
But like many things, many of these people, they don't have an agenda other than undo what right. the Negro did.
God.
So, I don't know who this guy is. One guy said, it's hard watching someone whose only vision is undoing everything that we did for 8 years. Oh, yeah. He was an Obama appointee.
Right. That we've never heard of, probably, because, they, you know, they didn't collude with Russia.
Matt,
they didn't do anything fucking
Matt
wrong.
Larrick? Matt Larrick? I'd never heard of him.
Probably was good at his fucking job. We don't know him.
So there you go. We'll see if Betsy DeVos is saying people think she's going to leave. Don't know her very well.
No, we know you.
I'm a fighter. I'm a billionaire fighter.
Yeah, for billionaires. For people that rape. For men that assault women.
And the Christian thing is the creepiest. Oh, yeah, she's a really big-time evangelical Christian. She thinks school prayer should be back kind of thing.
Oh, good. We get to talk to something.
Teacher-led. School
teacher
prayer.
Led.
Yeah. And
come
those kind of people are the
on.
Ones who are like, well, and if you don't want to participate, you don't have to, or you can go outside.
You know, the right.
How's that inclusive? And or why don't you go stand outside if you don't want to recite the Pledge of America?
How is that going to attract good teachers anyway? Because if you think about people that are probably good teachers, they probably see the folly in having teacher led school prayer every day. Why that sucks. You know, why do I know who the fucking Secretary of the fucking Interior is? Why do I know that?
Because it's like America's Most
Fuck
Wanted.
Me. This dickhead rides around on a fucking horse. Ryan Zinke, right? He's the horse guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a
bananas.
A true load. He's the big, strong man that called up Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and threatened to stop building roads in Alaska if she didn't vote for health care.
Got it. Where the... Trump, just nominate people for cabinet positions that were in The Sopranos. Just do that.
I really wonder if, when all this cancer is gone, if the bar has been just lowered, or maybe there'll be a return to somewhat.
We need super fucking
normality.
Liberals, progressives to come out of the woodwork and to fix this motherfucker. Honestly, I mean, you know. Better fix this, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Fuckheads.
Got to win. Get out, libs, and vote. Fuck.
You
God
white
damn it.
People that vote, couldn't vote for Hillary, you liberals. Fuck you.
There was a Twitter thread going on earlier where someone was like, this is on you, white people.
Absolutely.
And a few white people were like, it's not us. How dare you? You know, black women voted more for him than they did for George Bush. And then one person put out some numbers and said, yes. That may be true, but black women still make up 1/10 of the electorate. White people make up 60-some% of it.
Right. Don't worry about what black women are doing.
This is on you, white people.
Go
Even
vote.
If every black woman flipped and voted for Hillary, it wouldn't have changed.
The Hillary derangement syndrome, even among my friends that I know that are fairly fucking progressive, makes me fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I can't even be civil about it. I'm like, what do you mean? It would have been bad if Hillary were elected. A Secretary of State and a legislator? Would that have been better than what we have now? Yes.
Yes, I think.
Fucking moron.
I think she was kind of qualified.
Yeah.
But those emails.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
They're fucking emails.
Thanks, Bernie Bros.
God, you idiots.
Thanks, Jill Stein.
Oh, my God, you're a vomit.
Which, you know, I was into the whole kind of green thing until I started putting the...
What's up? What's going on?
The dog just audibly tooted.
No, okay.
I just want to make sure that the mic picked it up. It wasn't
right,
me.
Right,
right. I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Yeah. God damn it, Kate. Oh, yeah, whatever. These people suck. They suck.
God damn, Kate.
They really suck, yeah. It's like...
It's a loud one.
It's a metaphor for the Trump administration.
That's what she feels about Betsy DeVos. I concur, Kate.
Yeah, and these fucking... But really, these Bernie bros.
Oh, the Bernie bros. That's what we're... Yeah,
it
yeah.
is... This is on the shoulders of white liberals. You gotta vote. You gotta go out and think outside your fucking... Think outside yourself, you greedy fucks.
Right. And I saw again today a comment that said, one guy said, well, I voted for Bernie, but then I held my nose and voted for Hillary.
Good.
But there was a conspiracy against us in the Democratic Party, and we can't forget that.
Yeah. Well, listen, at least that person voted for Hillary.
Well, right.
At least.
And he's got a point, but... Yeah. It also not illegal. We need to change the system. Yes. Was the thumb put on the scale for Hillary and screwed Bernie? Yes. But it's not illegal.
And compare it to what was happening on the right. You
right.
I mean, you know, if you couldn't come out and vote for Hillary, you're you know, you're helping this Trump
so
win.
Because you're butthurt about the system being fucked up, you decide to vote for somebody that's going to actually hurt people.
Yeah, explain
actually,
to your friends of color.
Hurt people.
Explain to your gay friends how you let Donald Trump be president.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Muslim friends.
Sorry. You know, whatever. Must his hair. God damn it. Morning Joe. Who are the other sympathizers? Chachi. Scott Baio.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, you motherfucker.
Three Doors Down.
Kid Rock. Honestly, you know, I'm not a musician, but you're talentless. You suck. I never liked your music, and if I ever did, I was mistaken. I was an idiot.
I want to see where all that money went for the inauguration. Did you see that? Maddow did a couple of has done a couple of stories about that. Nobody, of course,
right?
So much else to look at, but for you know they raise money for these inaugurations. Like we're gonna have a big party, donate yes. for the big party, and Trump's campaign raised like crazy amounts of money, like $25 million or something like that.
What's up? Where's the party?
And they spent it.
On
the
what?
Inauguration. On Three Doors Down.
Oh, come on.
Some dancing dogs and, I don't know, a cracking their knuckles group.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, Three Doors Down, let me tell you something. I can't honestly think of one song.
You know, they stole that money.
Right.
Somebody stole that money.
It got funneled somewhere.
Yeah, sure. It's the Trumpian way.
Yeah, but who would know how to do that?
It's
oh, yeah,
Trumpian,
everybody that works for
everybody
this
that works for Trump.
Everybody knows how to money launder. Nobody can govern. Lovely.
But Obama's inauguration.
Yes.
The second one, I think.
Right.
Cost $5 million.
And how much did Trump's cost?
Beyonce.
Yeah. I've heard of her. She's... she's a singer.
Jay-Z, I think, was
right.
there. And Bruce Springsteen. They got paid to show up and
right.
party and perform.
Yes. Okay.
That
well,
makes a little more sense than 25 mil for Three Doors Down and some poodles jumping through.
No, no, you're forgetting Lee Greenwood.
Yeah,
and that kid from The Voice that won second place that year.
Ivanka? Jackie Ivanko?
Yeah.
Maybe she's saying.
I don't know. They had to pay her. Didn't they have a guy doing eye sculptures with a chainsaw?
Right. Yes. They had to pay that sure.
guy. They had a face painting booth. They had to pay the face painter.
They had a
I can't think of one
Carrot Top homage group.
Did they really?
they couldn't get Carrot Top. Right. They got somebody else.
They hired Larry the Cable Guy.
God, I think he stayed away. Yeah.
They suck. Three Doors Down
but
sucks.
Nobody talks about that. But there literally could have been just like tens of millions of dollars right the first day.
Right.
The first couple of days that they skimmed off the top and disappeared into Trumpian. Oh, well, we had to spend. We hired Trump Enterprises to fold all the chairs. That's sure. $18 million right there.
Absolutely.
God.
I'm serious. Name one Three Doors Down song. Name one.
Kryptonite.
I swear to fucking God, that's a spin doctor.
I'm here without you, baby.
Kryptonite is three door is spin doctors.
No.
Okay. All right.
Your
fake news.
Your fake news.
Your fake news. Oh God. I was talking to people about this thing the other day too. And don't you think these fucking FBI people and the CIA, they want to see this fucker die in jail? Trump, after he went on, after the inauguration, he went to the CIA War Memorial and bitched about how the media portrayed the size of the crowds watching him get inaugurated.
Well, he said they were like Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah, that too. You dick.
How dare they investigate me? It's like fucking Nazi Germany.
How much do you think they paid Three Doors Down?
$100,000.
So Three Doors Down and those people... were more than
which, by the way,
Beyonce,
is crazy.
Yeah, Beyonce,
I
Bruce
think you
Springsteen,
could get Three Doors Down for a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, and what was the other one? Beyonce, Three Doors Down, and Jay-Z. That's expensive. No,
that was Obama had right. Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's a fucked up show. If you're like, give it up for Beyonce, everybody. Next is Three Doors Down. What?
Nickelback was booked.
Three Dog Night.
Bump Stock's already back on the market, Ryan.
Yes.
Bump Stock Maker resumes sales 1 month after Las Vegas shooting.
It's as if it never fucking happened.
Leading manufacturer of bump stocks, which turn semi-automatic weapons into machine gun-ish like.
Perfect.
Resuming sales.
Oh, okay.
Limited quantities.
Great.
Quantities. We would like to take the time to thank all of our customers for their patience and support through this past month.
Okay. What the fuck? Hold on a second.
They took a month off of selling their bump stocks.
We want to thank our customers for their support. This is the evil ass company that makes these guns worse than they already fucking are. What is it?
Freedom. Second Amendment.
How many bullets can I fire in a minute without
Second
a bump
Amendment.
Stock? How many bullets? I don't know.
How fast can you pull the trigger? Well, there you go. Bang, 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 bang.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, so 60 times in a minute, well, maybe 40 by practice. Yeah.
Depending on how good you are twiddling your finger.
Oh, yes. Kevin Spacey's like, I don't need no bump stock.
Yeah. Bump stock.
Oh, please.
Announcement comes 1 month after the mass shooting in Vegas, where Stephen Paddock used weapons modified with bump stocks.
Suck my dick.
The Texas-based company, of course.
Texas.
Keep it classy, Texas.
Oh, yes.
Called Slidefire. Temporarily God. Suspended sales of bump stocks in the wake of the October 1st attack.
Oh, yes. Whoa.
But demand quickly spiked for the devices across the country amid fears they would be outlawed.
And you know what they did?
What type of person starts losing
dickheads.
Bladder function?
Dickheads!
Because, oh my God, I got to get me a bump stock before the evil government makes it illegal.
You know what? I bet they stopped making them or whatever, but I bet they took orders and I bet they told their customers, hey,
we'll be back.
Just
yeah.
wait a month. Oh, yeah. We'll take the order. We'll fucking for sure take your fucking money.
A push in Congress for a legislative ban on bump stocks shockingly has stalled, Ryan.
Can you think? They don't even want to outlaw the fucking guns. We're talking about a bump stock.
We thought bump stock would be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I mean, sane good people would right. think that bump stocks is a slam dunk, but the Republicans don't.
They don't give a shit. One of your own got shot. One of their own got shot.
Lawmakers have introduced several bills to get rid of the bump stocks, but the effort has been kneecapped after the National Rifle Association said it ought to be handled via existing regulations rather than new laws.
Oh, yes. What the fuck? What?
Under such a scenario, the Trump administration would direct the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which would be the ATFE.
Ooh.
But they leave off the E.
Right.
They to outlaw bump stocks and similar devices, the ATF is currently reviewing whether it has the authority to do so.
God damn.
However, the Democrats are saying the agency has previously said, we can't regulate bump stocks under the existing laws. We need new laws.
So they need new fucking laws.
So the NRA says, well, who cares? Tell the president to tell the ATF to do it. And the ATF says, we can't do it because of the current laws. And the NRA says, okay. We're done.
I mean, don't you think Move a guy
it, freedom, Second Amendment?
God damn it. Dude, just shooting. You've been to Las Vegas. We've been to Las Vegas. There's a shit ton of people there. Imagine you're walking around. A guy's way up in one of those fucking hotels, just fucking taking motherfuckers out. That can't affect any kind of legislative change. A pile of dead cooks.
Dead kids, yeah.
Dead fucking kids. Sandy Hook, nothing. Nobody cares. Pulse nightclub, nobody gives a fuck. Oh, my God. The GOP is literally killing this fucking country. Idiots.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers has introduced legislation regulating the purchases, but not banning them outright.
What the fuck? Explain the bill, to me that. You're going to so you'll still get the bump stock.
I think we know we can't ban them, so at least let's try to regulate them somehow.
Like who gets to buy them or whatever?
Authored by Representatives Brian Fitzpatrick, a Republican of Pennsylvania, and Dina Titus from Nevada. She's the representative where Vegas in Vegas. Yes.
So she would naturally be against the bump stock and pro-gun control, right? You would think.
The bill would require people who wish to purchase a bump stock to register with the ATF, pass a background check, and pay a $200 fee.
So if you wanted a bump stock to shoot a bunch of people from a hotel room to help you fire the gun faster, what difference does it to me when I'm getting shot to death if that guy registered his bump stock? I don't give a fuck. I'm still getting shot to death, aren't I?
They want to make it harder.
But
a little bit.
God.
Background checks.
Oh.
But they don't want background checks for guns. So why are they going to say, sure, let's have background checks for...
Wasn't there some bullshit on 60 Minutes not too long ago about how there's such a backlog on background checks, and if they don't happen within 3 days, you automatically get passed
anyway?
Oh, yeah,
that's one of the loopholes they want to close, and the NRA and the Republicans won't let them. That's how...
That's insane.
Dylan Roof, I want to say. I might be talking out my ass, but I think Dylan Roof, that's how he got his gun.
Yay.
He might not have passed the background check. But he didn't get it back in time. They're just like, well, it's been 3 days. Here's your gun.
How the fuck does a guy like Dylan Roof pass a background check? Didn't he walking around with a bunch of white supremacist shit all over his fucking jacket?
I don't know. I think that's probably a plus for somebody.
God, I look at that guy. I'm like, that dude, that angsty, weird-ass white supremacist kid doesn't need a fucking gun. Thank you.
Correct.
God damn it. Let me be in charge of who gets guns. I would be good at that. Yes. Put me in charge. I'll tear it up, baby.
Yes, and.
Nobody's getting any guns.
Yes, and.
That's the joke.
There you go. That's what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, you would think after Sandy Hook, like some candidate would come riding forth on a fucking white horse. I don't know why it has to be white. And just be like, you know what my whole thing is? Gun control. We're getting rid of these assault weapons because they're fucking nuts. We're getting rid of most guns. Because we want to have less handgun deaths.
Right. And we want single payer.
Right. All the good shit. Ah.
We're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. And everyone else.
Fuck you, Jeb.
We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday. 2 to 4. No, wait. Tomorrow's Thursday. I think I said Friday earlier was tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
You
fucked up.
You think that it was Thursday. But now in retrospect, I realize
it is Wednesday.
Wrong.
I fucked up on my days earlier.
It matters not.
Tomorrow we might start a little bit late. I have a tooth appointment.
Bam.
But the show will go on. It may just start a little bit late, so hang in there if you're listening live. Don't forget we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.